好，我们先一起来默祷。阿们，奉主耶稣圣名，好，我们来下半段哈，来唱诗96首。96首。坐着。这个半个小时哈，我们来邀请我们 Phoenix 来的姐妹哈，张姐妹来这里分享她信仰的一些见证。
In this remaining half hour, we'd like to invite Sister Chang from Phoenix to share with us her testimony.
来，向你来接近。
啊，哈利路亚，感谢神哈，我们先来默祷。
要坐着，不要站着。
我们现在来先默祷祷告，要为主耶稣做见证。
Pray in silence first.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名祷告，主耶稣的灵跟我们同在，让见证你的名，荣耀你的名，感谢主，阿门。我要见证之前哦，我做个大概。我不知道，我那个表弟哦，杨长老告诉我说，礼拜四我就听到晚上才要见证啊，所以我都早上都跑出去散步啊，很奇妙呢。主耶稣知道我要为他见证哦，所以我进去里面想要出去散步的时候，就看到那个蔡明师做的那个农光啊，哦，何西雅斯，所以我就拿来看，看了以后就说啊，想来祷告啊，然后再来散步说，哦，后来那个阿姨啊。现在就叫我说：“哎，你怎么不来参加聚会？”说：“不是晚上，怎么变成现在啊？”所以哦，你看主耶稣知道我要见证，所以我就没有跑出去啊。哦，这个这之前，我现在先告诉你，所以你有心要见证神的，所以我现在要见证的就是说，
So thank God for this opportunity to, God reminded me to come here to testify this morning.
就是我先生在银行上班的时候
When my husband was working in a bank
他受到那个逼迫
He was persecuted
所以银行我以为是很清白的那个银行的经理两个
I thought that banks, things were under a lot of regulations, so there should be rules and procedures.
在那以前就是把银行的钱啊，私下拿去借给生意人，从利息啊。
But actually, sometimes what they do may be corrupt, so they may take the bank money and go out and lend to other businessmen.
所以他上班哦，我在那个南京东路新的银行。
And so when he was working at a bank in Taiwan.
所以他们那些两个经理还有那个在一个护理哦，三个人都活起来说拿了好几千万借给生意人。
And there were two managers with three supporting assistants, but five of them together colluded to take so many hundreds of thousands of dollars to lend to other people.
那一个人上班要五六个人的工作给他做。
When her husband was working, he had to take the place of work for five other people's work.
他压力很大，就受不了，说他银行要辞掉了。
And so he had so much pressure because he had to take over the work of these other people, and so he wanted to quit his job.
我说不行，你做错，我就不敢向耶稣祷告。那你没有做错，我一定要祷告神会拯救你。
So I said to my husband, you should not quit because you have not done anything wrong. So I will pray to the Lord, you should stay.
他也不知道什么事啊。
And he doesn't know.
所以我就拜托我那个四嫂哈，那个这里的现在搬回去的赖妈了哈，你们都叫她赖妈，我叫她我嫂嫂，她是以前是打台布列打打字的。
So I asked my relative who could type on the typewriter.
他就说，我说嫂嫂啊，你来帮忙我们去银行上班哦，帮忙，哎呦，银行也可以赚钱啊。
And I asked her to go assist my husband with his work at the bank to help type.
那我先生都向经理说，他是做护理的，他说你工作这么多的小姐办事员都来给啊，那我一个人做五六个人的事，我做不下去啊，我没办法啊。
But my husband was a manager. He said I can't handle the work of the workload of five people. I really need to leave.
啊，他就说。你去请人家去请人家来帮忙。
And so go find help for me.
他回来告诉我，我就想到我嫂嫂。
And that's why I invited my relative to come help him.
那我嫂嫂就介绍她妹妹。
And then my relative introduced her sister.
那后来她进去以后，因为那时候刚好我那个表哥就是杨长老的舅舅了，五舅。
And
我们是亲戚哦。
And so we asked for help from another relative.
他在彰化银行是那个人事处的主任嘛。
He was a pretty high position in a bank.
那我去找他说，你把我先生哦，他说拜托你把他调勤嘛，转出来啊，不要在那个南京东路。
Could you please do something to move my husband from this branch to another branch?
他说不行，这个刚刚进去怎么可以出来？至少要半年啊。
He said, no, once he goes in, he needs to work there for at least half a year.
那我们是亲戚哦，你是妹妹哦，所以你在银行那去哦，你一年有可以赚20万呢。
If you go in, you can make 200,000 NT in a year.
那我说我们不要赚20万了，我们要清清白白。他说中秋过年还有什么端午节哦，这个都会送红包哎。
And our relative reminded that if you stay with this job, you will have extra bonuses at each holiday.
就是我从来没有人听到说不要红包的。
And I've never heard anyone who is like you who says that we'd rather leave. I don't care about the money.
所以我说我们先生在银行哦，人家送红包了，我们钱都退还。只有饼有收了，中秋饼。
So when my husband was working at the bank, I told him that we need to be honest and forthright. So anytime people gave him bribes or any kind of monetary gifts, he always rejected them, but he will accept the cookies.
所以我说我们不义的钱不要。
We don't want to receive any money that is unrighteous money.
所以拜托给他调出来，他说他又骂我。
And so when I asked this relative, please move my husband to a different place because he needs to maintain his integrity, he then again rebuked me.
但是我不怕骂，我说我靠耶稣，那我就去找 表妹杨志端了，所以帮忙祷告了，把这个事情告诉他。
And so I asked my other relative to help pray about this matter because I didn't want my husband to continue in this work.
所以我有什么困难啊，都去找我表妹帮他祷告。
Anytime I have problems, I would ask my prayer partners to help pray for these matters.
那很奇妙哦，神的灵感动到我先生怎么讲呢？说你真耶稣，那时候他还没信，他说你真的真耶稣，真因为真耶稣教会有神哦，这个。我还记得呢，阿叶他说阿叶是只有28号，他说阿叶就给我调出来，我才以后要信你的耶稣。
And so my husband, who at that time was not yet believing member, he said, "Your Jesus Christ is very powerful because soon after in February 28th, he was quickly relocated to a different branch."
那很奇妙呢，这真的，我表哥就把他调出来北门口的彰化银行。
And so thank God that he was able to be relocated in accordance with our prayers.
那为什么我刚才讲说那些经理把银行的钱拿出去，为什么我们会知道？就是我那个四嫂的妹妹去里面上班嘛，他们吃饭的时候就在说啊，真好不好意思，把那个张护理哈，把他赶出去，真是过心不过气啊，很难过了。那些人整他的人在吃饭的时候在讨论了，被他听到了。
So we had heard about this matter because another relative of mine had overheard when they were eating together at lunch.
那我表哥给我讲说，谁得罪你，我把那些人调走，你就在那边。那我先生说，我不害人家，我要自己牺牲，不要去，哦，什么人得罪我都不知道，但是我不要这样做了，不要害人呐。
Even though our relative who's high in the bank position said, I can remove those people who are hurting you, my husband said, no, we'll move. We don't want other people to move on for our sakes.
那这样事情过去以后，我就给他讲了。
And after this matter concluded,
我说你在银行，以后呢，退休，你一定要，神救你，你都要一定要奉献十一点。
When you retire from this bank, you need to remember the blessing of God. You need to give a tenth of everything you earn.
他后来很奇妙，神选召他，我叫真正给他听，他都不听了。
Later on, when God was calling him, he still did not want to believe.
他说我那讲东也就讲西。
And so whatever I said, he would reject it.
啊，我每个礼拜都带小孩子去教会，礼拜是。
Every week, I will bring my children to the church.
他就说，你浪费时间。小孩子都不会念大水。
And so my husband said I was foolish and wasting my children's time. Instead of going to school, they were going to church.
那我心里想说啊，他没有道理不懂哦，主耶稣你都怜悯他了。我就说神祝福三个都会念大水，我就这样想。
So my husband said that you'll probably never go to college because of what you're doing. But I prayed to the Lord and said, please make sure my children will all three of them will go to college and do well at college.
这很奇妙哦，都他有一，我们是7月20号来移民美国，他5月我们台北教会联谊会。
So in May of that year, we had a spiritual convocation Taipei Church in Taiwan.
啊，我叫他去听，他不要，那联谊会都应该辞掉了，他就说联谊会他要去听，我很高兴。
And in July, we were planning to emigrate to America. So at that time, he had already resigned from his position at bank. So I asked him to go to a spiritual convocation in Taipei, and he agreed.
那很奇妙神的安排哦，他坐在那个林崇道长老的隔壁，给他都不懂，他给他翻圣经啊。
And so well,
那长老给他。
My husband finally consented to go to church. He sat in the church, and there was another brother that time, Elder Lin, who helped open the Bible for him.
啊，他就说他不知道他是长老，所以他叫阿伯啊。
And because my husband didn't know that this was an elder, so he just called him uncle.
他说我要移民去美国，可以不可以啊？
Do you think I should go to America to emigrate to America?
啊，长老问他说你有没有信主啊
？And the elder said, Do you believe in Jesus?
他说我没有，只有太太孩子有信。
And my husband replied, No, only my wife and my children believe in Jesus.
他说。长老都给他讲哦，林崇长老都讲的，你一定要信主，
so、
主耶稣跟你同在，
Lin,
我赞成你去，没怕，不要怕。
And Elder Lin said, "I bless you that you should go to America, but before you go, you must bring Jesus with you. So you must believe in Jesus."
他就听了这个话，就去拿衣服要去受洗啊。
And so just from hearing this statement, my husband, with a simple mind, went and got his clothes and got himself ready for baptism.
啊，你都不懂道理，谁要给你洗啊？
And I said to my husband, how can you get baptized when you don't even know the gospel that TJC preaches?
但是我所信用啊，那个我给阿伯啊说我要受洗呢，他说我是受洗去美国才会平安呢，所以我要得平安呢、啊。
And so my husband said, I already promised the elder that I am going to be baptized because I want to believe in Jesus, so Jesus will keep me safe when we go to America.
哦，不然我心里很害怕、啊。
Otherwise, in my heart, I would be full of fear.
啊，他就拿衣服要去受洗啊，教会就问他嘛，哈，问他的。的那个历史啊，你家里怎么信啊，什么什么？那我的信仰就是从外公来的嘛，哦，我那个杨长老那边啊，哦，那边信仰的，所以他们就审查，就说通过可以洗，因为他的孩子太太都有洗了。
And so they approved his baptism because both me and my children we all believed already.
那这样子，他银行退休以后就领了100万的。的那个退休金嘛。
And after he retired from a bank, he received $1 million NT of money for retirement fund.
那我就说一百万拿10万块，现在刚好，我记得很清楚，说刚好台北教会在建教会嘛，改建呐。
And a tenth of $1 million NT was $100,000 that we wanted to contribute to the construction fund for Taipei Church at that time.
他说不要。
And he said no.
哎呦，你违背神要去美国，好可怕！你没有神靠，你怎么可以不信神的话
？And I said to my husband, "How can you betray the Lord by not giving a tenth of what you have earned? I've told you that before. Your retirement fund, a tenth of it needs to be donated to God."
哎，你怎么这么硬心呐、啊？你听爸爸的话啊啊啊！爱你的弟兄，他们来拿钱，你都一直拿去，我都没有阻挡哎。
And how can you be so rebellious to our Lord Jesus? When your brothers came to ask for money, you gave them freely and never said anything to you.
啊，这关于神的事情哦，你许愿呐，我都常常记在许愿，你不能没有还愿哦，神会给你讨啊。
And so when you make a vow and promise to God, you need to fulfill it, because this is a very important, serious matter before God.
所以我非常害怕啊，主啊，你就救我啊。
And so I was very fearful that my husband didn't want to make the 10% donation. So I kept asking the Lord to have mercy upon us.
所以我就祷告啊。
And I prayed.
啊，不要跟他吵，我就说，你心甘情愿，看要献多少就献多少了。
And I didn't want to argue with him, so I just told my husband, just donate whatever your heart is moved to donate.
所以因为他不懂啊，所以他很，我说你要心甘情愿哦，不要出于不愿意的哦。
I said to my husband, if you want to donate to the Taipei Church construction, you need to do it with a willing heart. Don't do it with a heart under pressure.
啊，他就写了一张支票，30,000块。
And so he wrote a check for 30,000 NT.
那我就很伤心呢，差7万块了。
I was very sad because this was off by a tithe figure of 100,000 by 70,000.
拿到台北教会，把支票拿着祷告，向神讲，说神啊。我许的愿哦，还差7万块，那我怎么办呢、啊？我都没有输完钱呢，一毛钱也没有，所有的钱都给他。
So when
他怎么这样子
？Took this 30,000 check to the church. I prayed to the Lord. Lord, forgive me. We made a vow that we would give you a tithe of our offering. Yet I'm 70,000 short.
啊，所以啊，我就想到说啊，我嫁的时候有首都啊，金秋季，哎呀，破了，然后手指有什么，还有我先生我娘家也给他金破，一点什么。表的那个也是都是金的嘛，所以我就说，就说啊，这些都拿来卖掉啊。但是我们准备来美国，所以我没有去金马店嘛，没有去金店。
And so I was thinking, how can I make up for the shortfall, the vow of 70,000? Then I thought about all the jewelry that we have at home that was given to us during the time of our marriage.
所以我就用那个手帕、啊、那个包包啊，拿个豆豆的，从来也没有带啊，说带的。所以我也很感谢神啊，我也是。怕神啊，所以就拿到我们教会那个张执事，他是在负责财务的。
And so I took all the jewelry that I have in my possession, our home, and I put it together and I gave it to the deacon that was at church.
所以我就都不敢，因为我小孩子还大女儿只有现在听了只有初中刚毕业嘛，啊，第儿子才初二嘛，啊，小女儿才9岁嘛，所以也不能跟人家商量，啊，也没有去找市场啊。哦、我什么事都找事，所以我就很单纯的就交给教会的负责人。
So I did my best to fulfill the vow by giving everything that I possessed that I had to the deacon.
所以把这个真正的以前金子工作比较好啊，秋款啊、破年啊、秋季的啊、金表啊，那种通通都 都拿给张执事。
All these bracelets, all these jewelry, all these necklaces, they were 100% gold, and they would be worth a sum of money. So I didn't know how much it was valued at, but I gave all that I could.
所以我给张执事讲说，多退少补哈，现在这个3万块，现那个支票啊哈，银行3万元的支票本票，这是我先生愿意献的。啊，现在这是神父给我的这些金银财宝哈，我都要先生，那你拿到珠宝店去卖，我要再献7万块才有10万块啊！这个你少的时候我会再想办法补你啊，多的时候你再还给我。
And so I said to the deacon who took the jewelry, I said, if you go and sell this jewelry, if there's still shortfall of the 70,000, please let me know, and I will find other ways to make up. But if it is over, would you please return the excess amount to me?
他后来问他说够不够啊？你今晚也够不够？他说刚刚好啊。
So then. When I asked him later on, he said what he sold the jewelry for was exactly the 70,000 that I needed to pay the Lord.
所以我很相信了，刚刚好，反正他，我相信他有去献给神啊，他怎么弄我不知道。我说啊，那有没有卖金子的收据？他没有回答啊，我也不敢要。
So I didn't ask for the receipt to confirm the value of the jewelry that was sold.
啊，不管他了，我献得很高兴哈，很乐意。所以我来美国哈，满心的依靠，还有金钱哈就。让你先玩一下。那进前就是说要奉献这个10万哦，撒旦就来了。我那个 CG 嘛，就说啊，阿哥从来都没有买什么哈礼物送给你哈，因为他家里很穷嘛，所以说那都没有。哎，你现在有100万，我带你去买钻戒一卡拉10万。
带谁？
带我啊。去买那个钻石啊。
Okay, so one of my relatives said, now since you have $1 million retirement fund, let me lead you to go buy a diamond ring since you never had diamond rings before.
那我就说，先生10万块都不限了，还要去买钻戒？哎，现在要去美国，前途茫茫，要靠神呢，怎么买这个来乔花瓶干什么？
So I didn't see the need of going to buy a diamond ring because I said even my husband didn't want to donate 70,000, so why should we spend any more money buying some sparkling jewel that I don't really need?
So, 神啊，你看我那些哦，你以后恕我有钱哦，我也不要买钻戒。
So Lord, please bless me. Remember that I put you first, and even if you bless me with more money in the future, I would never use the money to buy jewelry.
我要把神排第一，我什么人都不怕，我只怕神。
I want to put you first in my life. I will not fear anyone, but I fear you, Lord.
所以感谢神哦，我这里见证就是说，我们既然信了神，你就要应该要把神排第一。
And so what I wanted to share with everyone is that since we believe in Jesus, we need to put him first in our life and everything we do.
那神是信实的。
And God is faithful.
绝对不会说像人会骗人啊。
He will never deceive anyone.
所以我们这样单纯的信下去，我先生来美国的时候生病烦恼哭，那我就祷告神会安排啊。他说我信到神经病了。
And so, my husband, after we came to America, whenever we encounter sickness, calamity, or any kind of trouble, I always tell him, we can trust in the Lord, we can have faith in the Lord. But he always laughs at me. He thinks I'm crazy.
所以我要来美国之前，我又就去找我表妹杨志端。
Then I went to ask my cousin.
他就说，我说我要去哦，也没有钱，也没有随问什么哈。那我去的目的就是说，要把这个三个小孩，因为以前台湾呐、啊，没有不懂英文的很多了啊。有一个美国人去我们台北教会哦，都没有人翻译，因为不懂英文啊。
So I saw the need of the church at the time, that there was hardly any people in the church who understood English. There was an American who came to the church and nobody could translate for him. So that is the one reason why I really wanted to go to America and bring my 3 children to learn English in America.
So I came to America, I was with God, saying, Lord, I was not going to say, oh, my son is learning something, my daughter is learning something. I was going to take them to learn.这个英文哦，以后被神用啊，因为我们教会没有人才啊，不会讲英文。
So I came to America not to seek a better life. The purpose was so that my 3 children would grow up to become vessels that the Lord could use after they have learned English.
后来过了几年以后，我看圣灵报啊，才说你们移民的目的是什么？
And then I see the similar article that is stated in the Holy Spirit Monthly.
So,
the article completely reflects the intent of my heart. It says, why do you come to America? Why do you emigrate? It is for the sole purpose of seeking to serve God.
So, you 信仰把神排第一啊，神都不会辜负我们的。
And if you put your faith first in your life, you will never be lacking.
所以我们来美国，我们的姐姐啊，亲戚来哈，那些我姐姐都嫁医生，有钱人了。他们说你去美国干嘛？你简直是什么
？And a lot of my relatives laugh at me. Said, "You are not as wealthy as we are. Then why do you go to America? What for?"
他们不知道我是带小孩子来念书是要。给神用的器皿，所以他们说你们要钱是怕共产党吗？你们有钱为什么要怕共产党
？They were thinking that you don't have much money as we have, so why do you go to America? They don't understand my heart intent was for Christ.
所以感谢神哦，能在这里再见证这个信仰啊，我们信了就要把神哦抓得住。虽然我什么都没有了哈，但是我自从信了耶稣以后，我就是把神排第一。啊，就是很怕神啊，所以我就现在年纪大了哈，快要80岁了，所以我就盼望，就说我说神给我活着，就是年纪要做什么，就是要见证，做神的工。
At the age of 80 now, I have nothing left other than to be able to witness and bear testimony on His name.
感谢神，我就在这里见证哈，啊，勉励大家说，信神，神会真的，这个圣经讲的话都是神的给我们的哈。信仰的旅途了，我们一定要把握住，不要摔倒。
So I really encourage everyone to hold fast your faith and to fear no one else but the Lord and to continue to walk in His path.
感谢神，荣耀神的名，哈利路亚。
May His name be glorified. Hallelujah. Amen.
刚好12点。
因为我们今天有这个音乐侍奉的讲习会哈，
Because we have music camp today.
等一下我们要等他们一起吃饭。
We need to wait until they're ready for us to join them in the meal.
对，等他们出来我们就解散哈，一起吃饭。
And so it will be a while before they come out, and after they come out, then we can have meal together with them for lunch.
对，大概还有一段时间。
And so there's still some time.
我们可以来讨论罗马书16章。
We can discuss.
大家有什么问题？
Romans 16.If you have any questions on the chapter we have studied today,
我们来互相学习，有什么感想，我们可以来分享。
If you have any questions or any inspiration that you'd like to share,
或者刚刚张姐妹的见证哈，大家如果有什么感想，也可以来分享。
Or anyone may have a reflection and testimony you have heard, please feel free to share.I'd like to share on Romans chapter 16, verse 13. Romans chapter 16, verse 13.
然后在这里面，他说又问在主门拣选的鲁胡和他母亲的安。
Here it says to greet Rufus in the Lord.
然后说他的母亲就是我的母亲。
His mother is my mother.
我记得母亲节的时候，我曾经用这个做主题在讲。
I once used this topic as my sermon topic.
那么这一段圣经的鲁胡哈，跟他的母亲是谁？
Who is this Rufus?
我们可以看到这个马可福音的第15章。
Mark chapter 15.
21节。
Verse 21.
说 罗马书的十五，对吧？马可福音的十五章的二十一节，
他
是有一个古利那人西门，就是亚历山大和鲁弗的父亲，从乡下来，经过那地方，他们就勉强他同去，好背着耶稣的十字架。
Then they compel a certain man, Simon, a Cyrenian, the father of Alexander and Rufus, as he was coming out of the country and passing by to bear his cross.
那么在这里面讲到有一这个鲁弗的父亲就是古利奈奈人西门。
So here states that Rufus' father is Simon a Cyrenian.
他是被罗马兵勉强他替耶稣背着十字架走跟着他的路。
He was forced by the Roman soldiers to carry the cross on Jesus' behalf.
所以就在这一段里面所讲的这个鲁弗的，鲁弗就是替耶稣背十字架的西门的儿子。
And so this Rufus, as is mentioned by Paul in Romans, is probably the son of the Simon Cyrenian who carried a cross for Christ.
那在这里面特别写到，就是古利奈人西门有两个儿子，一个是亚历山大和鲁弗。
And here states Simon had two sons, Alexander and Rufus.
那在到了罗保罗在写罗马书的那一个时段里面，我们可以从这一段大概了解到，他们已经搬到了罗马去了。
So we can understand this family probably moved to Rome because of their mention in Romans 16:13.
那马可福音第十五章里面就是古利那人，古利那人是在非洲的北边的地方。
Cyrenian refers to a location that is in northern Africa.
但是呢，我们可以看到，其实耶稣钉十字架到保罗到那个写这罗马书的这一段时间，有经过一段蛮长的时间的哈。
It has been a long period of time between when Mark wrote this and the time of Romans.
可能这个背替耶稣背了十字架的西门可能已经不在世界了。
Perhaps that Simon who carried a cross was no longer living.
那么亚历山大跟鲁弗这两个兄弟可能个人走个人的路。
Maybe Alexander and Rufus is now separated.
然后那个鲁弗的，就亚那个。西门的太太呢，就跟鲁弗住在一起。
And Simon's wife probably lived with Rufus.
然后在这里面，在这个地方哈，罗马书第十六章的十三节说，又问在主门拣选鲁弗和他母亲的安。
And therefore it says here, greet Rufus, chosen the Lord, his mother and mine.
在这里面就可以给我们有很多的想法出来了。
And there's a lot of reflection in this verse.
为什么保罗在写罗马书的时候会特别会问这个鲁弗跟他的母亲的爱
？Why would Paul seek to greet Rufus, his mother, and also his own mother？
最主要有一个原因，因为保罗曾经接受过他们的接待。
Perhaps Paul has received their hospitality in some way before。
我们知道要做接待的工作也不是很容易的。
We know that doing the work of hospitality is not an easy task.
换一句话说，就是说鲁弗跟他的母亲在家里的经济上，因为从他的爸爸替耶稣背十字架，然后主耶稣有祝福到他的这个家里。
And because Rufus' father had carried a cross for Christ, perhaps their family has become blessed by the Lord as a consequence.
然后他这个家庭里面经济上有能力好坏是不一定，就是有能力可以来接待这个神的工人。
And that they had this capability to be able to receive Paul during his ministry.
所以这个家庭是蒙福的。
And so this family was blessed by the Lord.
所以其实从这一段里面，我们可以看到保罗为什么会这样子对他。跟鲁弗跟他的母亲这样请安的事情，可以让我们知道，说其实我们做信徒的有机会能够做接待，能够接待神的工人，这个是机会，但是也是蒙福的。
And likewise, if we have this opportunity to receive visitors in the family of Christ, it is our blessing and our honor.
那么在这里面，在保罗在这一段话里面的最后有一段说，他的母亲就是我的母亲。
Here it says his mother and mine.
那么耶稣在世上的时候，有一次，耶稣的母亲跟门徒要去看耶稣啊，去找耶稣啊。
And so one time that Jesus' brothers and mother was looking for him.
所以那个时候有很多的 人家说，哎，你的母亲来了，你的母亲在外面来了。耶稣讲了一句话。
And so when people told him, your mother and brothers are here, what did Jesus say?
谁是我的母亲，谁是我的兄弟？
He asked the question, who is my mother and who are my brothers?
耶稣就讲说，遵行我天父旨意的人就是我的父亲，就是我的兄弟。
Those who do the will of my Father in heaven are my mothers and my brothers.
那所以从这一句话里面，我们可以看保罗在讲这一段，说他的母亲就是我的母亲。
And so we can see right here that when he Paul says his mother and mine.
那我们可以看到这个家庭，鲁夫跟他的母亲，这个是门神祝福的。
We can see that Rufus' family was indeed blessed by God.
他也守住了神的道。
They have kept the faith.
在神的工人的眼光看，他的母亲就是我的。
And the sight of Paul, the worker, his mother was his mother. So may all the mothers sitting here today, that we can become mothers of not just our own children, but also others. I use this to exhort everyone.
谢谢啊，我们这一章还有没有什么要分享？
Anyone else have something to share about this chapter?
所以教会哦，就是在主的恩典下变成大家庭。
So under Christ, the church has become a large family.
因此主耶稣说，凡遵行天父旨意的，都是我的父母、兄弟、姐妹。
That is why Lord Jesus says, those who obey the will of my Father in heaven are my brothers and sisters.
那这个是我们在建设教会一个目标。
And this is one reason why we establish a church today.
就是遵行神的旨意。
It is to seek to follow the will of God in our lives.
那渐渐教会就变成大的家庭。
And then our family will, church family will become like a family of Christ.
那神的旨意就是要我们彼此相爱。
And God's instruction and will for us is to love one another.
那互相照顾。
That we can care for one another.
那这样这个是一个很温暖的大家庭。
So this becomes a very warm family that where we can go to for help.
这是我们的努力。
And this is something we can strive for to make our church a home.
他们出来了没有？还没有啊。
我再讲几句那个圣
言，好。
做我的体验。
是。你不来加工。
在这里讲话，我说现在是要
讲。你要讲大声一点。
好，讲这个圣灵哈，我站起来讲。那讲这个圣灵，就是我的体验哈，因为我信耶稣第三天的。
I wanted to talk a little bit about Holy Spirit because on the third day of my belief, that's when I received the Holy Spirit.
所以我非常信这个圣灵是真的。
So I really am deeply convinced that about the truth of the Holy Spirit.And so anything I don't understand, I would go ask my cousin. And she is a long-time believer in the church. She said to me, you have a very simple faith. And she said, I need to look for a son-in-law right now. Would you pray for me so that I can find the right son-in-law? So I continued to pray for this matter for her, that she was looking for a husband for her daughter.
So I continued to pray for this matter for her, that she was looking for a husband for her daughter.
So I kept praying that God, my cousin is looking for a son-in-law. Would you please make the proper arrangements?
So
So one day I was praying, the Holy Spirit inspired me that she has already found a son-in-law. I said, how come my cousin did not inform me that she already found, that they already got engaged? So I immediately called my sister-in-law. Did my cousin already receive a son-in-law? And then my sister-in-law said, yes, that they already engaged. I said, how come they didn't inform me? As I was praying, the Holy Spirit informed me that there's no need to pray anymore. And last year, when I went to Taiwan for 9 months, and then my the son of my sister had a leukemia. I kept praying for him that he would come to believe in Christ so that your soul will be saved. So then the devil was at work, so when I was praying for his sickness and for his soul to be saved, I had a spiritual dream where there was two snakes that was trying to bite me. And so my brother-in-law received a gift from his friend, which is like a golden banana. And there was some sort of a poison from this, and so my hand was infected when I was helping them. And my hand became so swollen that the doctor even said that maybe I had to have my finger be cut off. And then I said to the devil, you're trying to harm me because you don't want me to preach the gospel, but I'm not afraid of you. I have Lord Jesus to rely on. I said, I'm not afraid of death because all of us will have to die at some point in time. And I said to the Lord Jesus, as long as you save my soul, it doesn't matter if I die. And miraculous is on March 4th when I came back to America. I encouraged this son, this nephew of mine who had leukemia to believe in Jesus so that he would be saved. I told him and his mother to come to believe, but neither of them will listen. But when I came back to America, I continued to pray for their family that God would have mercy upon their family. And pray every day until one day the Holy Spirit inspired me that it's there's no need for you to pray anymore because the nephew has already passed away. So Holy Spirit said, you don't need to pray anymore because you'll get a news from the telephone that your nephew has already passed away. And that's true. In the afternoon, telephone rang. On June 23rd, he passed away, and he was not baptized. And I had told my sister-in-law that you have to pray. At least your son can be baptized and saved, but she let go of this opportunity. And so when the son passed away, she did not receive any calls from anyone. And but when I called, she suddenly picked up the phone. And I know that God was at work here. And what did she say? That you love my son more than I love him. Because you fasted and prayed for him. You told me to fast and pray for my son, but I refused. I said, this is all past. Now may God comfort your heart. Originally, I was going to go back to attend a funeral in Taiwan, but then I just thought, I have done whatever I could while he was still living. And this is a true testimony of the miraculous workings of the Holy Spirit in prayer. And then some people ask me, how does the Holy Spirit speak to you? So the
那个定义呢，你也知道，所以喜事、丧事我都有体验到。So
the Holy Spirit will inform you with inspiration or message from the Lord in this two incidences about the engagement and also about the funeral. I knew ahead of this from the Holy Spirit. May all glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
感谢主啊，很美好的见证。 那我们现在一起来祷告，结束可以用主餐。Pray
and conclude.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告，阿门。